I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Several items are on the agenda for tonight's session, including a public hearing. We started off with that with Mike Angeli.
Well, the hearing is something we do annually. It is an action to place unpaid bills that are due the city onto the tax rolls.
Okay.
Every year we have a half a dozen to maybe 10 or another or 12 residents in town that have outstanding debt to the city through other means, either a water bill or something. And then we have to go through the process to collect, and we add it to the tax roll.
And it is an annual administrative step that you have to open it up to the public for comments, I'm sure. Taking a look at presentations, the next thing on there, one of the things is an update on what's happening with the hospital. And you're going to hear from, it looks like here, Judy Watson-Olson, the UP Health System Marquette Board Chair. Any idea about what they're going to be talking about with that particular update?
Well, we try to have them come in periodically just to give the commission and the public an idea of what's happening and how things are going. And we hope to have some information on the progress of the new hospital, which I understand is ahead of schedule, and maybe as well as what's happening at the current location. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of rumors here and there and different things that are, people are speculating, so we like to have these people come in to kind of give us a straight story.
Also, a little bit of good news with the Marquette Senior High School, the figure skating team. You're going to recognize them as a commission for some of their success.
Yes, the commission likes to recognize state championship teams and different athletic achievements, and this is obviously a good one, and they will be there as well.
That's part of the agenda for tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. A couple of other things also coming up under new business. One of those discussions about Fair Avenue and Wilson Street, possibly some more construction going on. Mike, what do we got here?
Like I don't have enough for you already.
All right, exactly.
Yes, we've got a couple different road construction projects that are being awarded. The contracts are being awarded tonight. And these are projects that have been in our capital improvement plan and have been budgeted. That's the rebuilding of Fair Avenue west of McClellan. It's in pretty rough shape, and that mm-hmm. includes infrastructure, as well as Wilson Street, which comes off of McClellan and kind of goes down towards Grove Street. Mm-hmm. That's in really bad shape as well, and we're going to hopefully take care of both of those projects tonight as well.
So that's on the discussion. And also, I see under new business, it says professional services for city land development code project. My understanding that this may be bringing in someone to take a look at your basically zoning codes?
That's correct. We have a professional consultant that we'd like to hire to go through all of our zoning and building codes, as well as the internal process that we have at City Hall. In other words, you know, how do you get permits, what forms you have to fill out, how long does it take you, you know, those kind of things, and we hope to improve on that through this independent look at it.
Has there been a call for this by some folks that maybe have been trying to do projects in the city, or is it just sort of a timetable? Maybe you're looking at the last time something like this was done and it's due?
Well, it's both. It's due. We did a similar thing about 10 years ago, and we're doing it again. But, you know, there's also, you know, concerns among, you know, various public that sometimes our permitting process is a little cumbersome. Maybe it's overbearing. You know, one of the things I've heard often enough as the city manager is that, you know, we need to be welcoming when we're having or inviting construction and inviting investors, inviting development into the city. And if we can do things to improve on that, I'd like to do that as well.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.